This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. As the United States continues sending military aid to Israel, protests have popped up across a number of U.S. colleges and universities. VOA's Arash Arbasadi has more.
Demonstrators call for solidarity with Palestinians and an end to U.S. support for Israel. Police arrested hundreds while universities suspended or expelled students. News of those protests traveled to Gaza, where displaced people living in tent cities spray-painted messages of thanks for support they received from half a world away. A recent foreign spending package out of Washington would see more than $9 billion in humanitarian aid for Gaza. An Egyptian delegation recently met with Israeli leaders to help broker a peace deal. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
France's foreign minister said on Sunday the civilian population in Lebanon would pay the price for a potential escalation in the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. Stéphane Séjourné met with Lebanon officials, including its prime minister. His visit to Lebanon is aimed at easing tensions between Hezbollah and Israel and preventing a war breaking out. Ukraine's army chief says his troops have been forced to retreat from three villages in the country's embattled east. He warned of a worsening battlefield situation as Ukrainian forces wait for much-needed arms from a huge U.S. aid package to reach combat zones. He reported on Sunday Russian forces continue to attack along the entire front line of more than 1,000 kilometers. Pitched battles are raging west of Avdiivka. That's the eastern city that Russia took in February earlier this year. This